Welcome to this episode of FEA Today. My name is Matt Costella, director of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, headquartered at the Grace Bible Church in Fresno, California. Our hope and prayer is that this brief program will encourage you in the things of the Lord and direct your attention to God's Word as you seek to make sense of the world in which you find yourself today. In this episode of FEA Today, we want to take the time to consider the time that God has given us on this earth, and how important and necessary it is for us as believers today to make the most of the time that God has given to us. Really, this is God's grace gift that He's bestowed upon us, the time that He's given us here upon this earth. So we need to ask ourselves, are we using this time wisely? Are we just spending it? Are we wasting it? Or are we investing our time for the glory of God? If we were to consider Ephesians chapter 5, if we begin reading in verse 15, the Apostle Paul writes to the believers in Ephesus and to us today, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." From these three verses, we can see God's estimation of the importance of time, the time that He's given us here on this earth. I want us, with the time that we have, to briefly consider some observations and lessons from these three verses before we jump to a psalm in the Old Testament that really focuses on the importance of time that God has given us and how we use that time. Well, back here in Ephesians chapter 5, within the context of these three verses that we just noticed, we find that Paul is warning believers about walking according to the course of this world rather than according to who they are in Jesus Christ now. In the first 14 verses of chapter 5, that's what we see. The Apostle Paul is exhorting the believers to be followers of God as dear children. He is encouraging them to walk in love as Christ has loved us. He is exhorting them to avoid things such as fornication and covetousness and filthiness and all of these kinds of things. And so then we come here to chapter 5 and verse 15, and we read, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time." You see that first word, "but," in verse 15? "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." There's a contrast here between who we were and who we are. Therefore, a consequence should be a result. We see here that God commands us to walk, that is, our course of life, this moving forward in our journey through this life, our spiritual walk. He commands us to walk circumspectly, that is, to walk with caution and careful, deliberate consideration. To live life as a Christian, that is, one who knows Jesus Christ as Savior, to live life as a Christian, moving full steam ahead without even considering our behavior, our attitudes, our beliefs, our priorities, or without even considering the dangers that surround us, is, as we are going to see, foolish. God's command to us is to walk carefully and to walk cautiously. As we continue to read, we see that one way in which we do walk circumspectly, cautiously, carefully, is to redeem the time. Verse 16, redeeming the time, that is, to buy back the time, to buy up the time, not allowing a moment to pass by wasted. In other words, if we are walking circumspectly, we refuse to waste time, but instead we choose to invest it wisely. The need to redeem that time, the time that God has given us in the world today, is especially pertinent because the Apostle Paul says, through inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that the days in which we live are evil. And because of this, we are often tempted to focus on everything but using our time wisely. Living in this sinful world, we are often encouraged to have priorities that are at odds with the word and the will of God. So one of the ways in which we do walk cautiously, circumspectly, carefully, is to redeem the time, to make the time count, to count every moment we have of value. We notice from the text that the second way in which we can walk circumspectly, cautiously, carefully, is to understand what God's will is for us. That's what we read in verse 17. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. It's important to notice here that the only way we can determine this is through applying our hearts to what God has revealed to us through his word. How can we know how God would have us to walk? How do we understand the will of God for our lives in the here and now? It is only through careful attention and faithfulness to his word to us. This is why he has given us his word, so we can know his will, so we can understand how we can use our time wisely for his glory. We notice that God calls one who does not walk circumspectly, one who does not understand what God's will is, a fool. In Scripture, the word fool denotes one who totally leaves God out of the equation. It is to live life without considering what God thinks, without considering what God says, and without considering what God desires of us. We don't want to be a fool, even as believers. It's possible for us, even as Christians, to be foolish, to live as a fool, one who is not walking circumspectly, not redeeming the time, not understanding what the will of the Lord is, because we are not abiding in him. We are not in fellowship with him. Our focus is on ourselves or other things rather than God. But also conversely, we notice that God calls one who does walk circumspectly a wise person. Notice this verse again. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We are to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We see the contrast here in the text between the fool and the wise individual. And this is referring to believers. The Apostle Paul is talking to believers. This can be us. A wise person is the opposite of a fool. A wise person is one who recognizes God in all things and seeks to understand what God has to say and how God wants us to live in the world and with the time he has given to us. Are there any other wise people in Scripture who we can go to for divine instruction concerning how it is we are to invest our time wisely for God's glory? I certainly believe there are a number of them, and one of the key individuals is Moses. You can, if you have your Bible, you can notice Psalm chapter 90, where this is an incredible psalm penned by Moses, and we're going to look at it in more detail in future episodes of FEA Today, but we're going to consider the fact that Moses was a wise individual who knew what it was to invest time wisely for God's glory. Whether we realize it or not, there is great value in stopping to think about the importance of time and the great impact that it has on our physical as well as our spiritual lives. Many of us throughout our lives have heard God's word preached many times, hundreds, maybe even thousands of times, but what we do with what we hear is what really matters. And without intending to sound too philosophical here, the fact is this: it all boils down to how we use and apply the time God has given to us here on this earth. What I mean is this: we can hear God's word proclaimed, and we can go about our business, spending our time as we've always spent our time, and wasting the time that God has given to us, or we can hear God's word proclaimed and change the way that we use or we invest our time. Well, we're talking a lot about time here. What exactly is time? I found an interesting definition by John Wesley. John Wesley defined the word time in the following way. He said this, I quote, "Time is a fragment of eternity broken off at both ends." I really like this definition, and I believe that it accurately sums up time from our own limited, finite perspective. because it not only recognizes the confines of the past, the present, and the future, but it recognizes the reality of eternity as well. While we might not be able to properly understand the nature or the physics of time, what it is, we do know some characteristics of time. First of all, time is inelastic. That is, it doesn't speed up or slow down. Now, as we get older, time seems to go by faster, and we frequently make comments such as, wow, time sure flies, or time sure seems to go by quicker than it did when I was younger, but it doesn't. It's inelastic. We also can understand that time dominates and controls our lives. We are slaves to the clock. We go to bed at a certain time. We set our alarms to wake up at a certain time. We need to be at work at a certain time. We may have classes at a certain time. It really dominates and controls our lives, often without us even understanding it. Another characteristic of time is that we grasp the fact that it's irreversible. We cannot recall it. As much as we would desire at times to go back in time and change something, we can't do that. Time is irreversible. We cannot go back. We can't recall time. We also need to understand another characteristic of time is that it is expensive. It's precious, and it is extremely valuable. And why is this? Because it is limited. Anything that is limited is precious and valuable and expensive. But finally, the final characteristic of time that we need to consider is the fact that it's measurable. And because time is measurable, it is therefore manageable. I propose that time is life's most valuable commodity. Yet we often live our lives without even considering the value of the time that we have been given by God. Our times are always in God's hands. If you're a part of a local church, you've probably experienced funerals where you've buried individuals or older saints who have lived a full life. And maybe at times you've even buried those whose time was cut short from man's perspective. We need to be continually reminded that our time on earth is a grace gift from God. And because of that, we're responsible for every moment that God has given us here on the earth. And we never know when our time will end, either through physical death or, even more wonderfully, maybe through the return of Jesus Christ. He could return at any moment. One of these days, we will give an account to God of whether we have spent our time or whether we have invested our time. You see, as Christians, we will live for all eternity with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, but only what we do now on this earth will count for all eternity. When we die, even as believers in Jesus Christ, it will be too late as far as our time that God has given us to be productive for His glory. So it is essential that we take Psalm 90, we take Ephesians chapter 5. We take these texts to heart today, right now. We need to ask God to teach us, Lord, to number our days, as we're going to notice, that is, to manage our time wisely for the glory of God. Psalm chapter 90 is a magnificent account of Moses' prayer in the wilderness. As the children of Israel were wandering around in that miserable place and dying as a result of their unbelief. This psalm, the oldest in the collection of psalms, portrays Moses' view of God, his view of life, and of man's need to wisely invest the time that God has given him. In order to properly interpret and understand the contents of the psalm, we have to keep in mind the context in which it was written. Lord willing, in the next episode of FEA Today, we will consider several truths from this psalm, Psalm 90, that we must keep in mind if we are to use our time wisely for the glory of the Lord. Until then, may the Lord bless you, and I encourage you to continue to walk circumspectly, redeeming the time and understanding what the will of the Lord is in your life.